Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for Friday, January the 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two in the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Man, we covered so much in the first hour, it's beyond imagination. We talked about a pistol pack and grandma. She turned the tables on an armed intruder. That's an interesting story. We see that all the time. What's really noteworthy about this story is CNN actually reported it. See, we're getting to them, folks. The more we tell the tale of truth, the more they're forced to carry the narrative. They knew full well if they didn't pick it up, the rest of us wouldn't. They'd look like idiots, not even in the game. Even CNN starting to tell the truth more often. They say we're tiny and we don't make a difference, but I simply laugh and smile and say, then why do they keep attacking us, huh? If we didn't matter, they'd just leave us alone. But they know better, and their gatekeeping reality check is gone. It's over. We may not control the news yet, but we certainly influence it to the point where they don't control it either. Oh, boy, is the new media taking center stage. We talked about Texas denying cars to people who are in child support arrears. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Again, anything you do that prevents somebody from working ain't going to help your cause, government. You're out of control. Who can pay to support their families when they have a divorce anyway? When 50-plus percent of your income goes to taxes. We got to lower taxes and deregulate if we want to really solve the problem. We also need to support marriage as the fundamental unit of society. The FBI doesn't even fully believe the 9/11 story. Liberty News Daily with that piece too, folks. The FBI doesn't even believe the 9/11 story. There's conflicting information coming out. Oh, boy. The report, by the way, they say was heavily censored for reasons of national security and privacy. And they say it won't even be released until December 31st, 2037. We got the truth on the conflicting details with a Freedom of Information Act request, but now they say the rest is classified and you can't know. But it turns out the government lied, folks. Wow. Oops, White House caught fudging the numbers. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest admitted to Fox News' Kevin Cork, or Kirk, I don't know. It's C-O-R-K-E. Kevin Cork? Kirk? I don't know. That he overshot the mark when he claimed 900,000 manufacturing jobs were created by Barack and team. It was a lie. He got caught, folks. See the new media taking center stage once again? Before, they just simply gatekeep and lie and let the lie stand. They can't do that anymore, folks. ADP reporting fewer job gains than expected. But the new owner of Craftsman bringing jobs back to the United States, that's a good news tidbit. Pennsylvania Republican representative Lou Barnett, I guess, he's going to put a bill in place to defund sanctuary cities. Good for him, but he better make it a single issue at a time bill, an up and down vote on where you stand. Do you support funding illegal activity in America or not, huh? Obama finally calls Chicago torture a despicable hate crime. I agree it's a despicable crime. I don't go along with that hate stuff. When was the last time someone committed a crime out of love? Just asking. All they want to do is try to become the thought police, the heart police, with that weird, strange designation. When was the last time there wasn't a rape that was not a hate rape? And was it really a love rape? Is there a difference between a hate rape and just a normal rape? I mean, these people are crazy. Or a love killing or a hate killing or just a normal killing? So these people are crazy. You got to deal with a crime. Congress set to defund Planned Parenthood. It's a legislative push. Amen to that. But again, they better create a single issue, up or down vote bill, or it'll get lost in the mix. All right, before we get to our guest, Alabama's in the news, Kurt.
Alabama, yep. Well, anyway, the headline from the Liberty News Daily, boys, looks like the Alabama court says that the unborn are human beings, Sam.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, amen. Just imagine that. I guess what had happened was, the reason this went to court was a lady was, treated by a doctor and they experienced, a loss of the baby. So they went to court, and her regular physician said that this wasn't a reason to, you know, put this, basically this poison into her that killed the baby. And so then the members of what's called the judicial branch of Alabama, or in other words, one judge there, they quote Thomas Parker, he talked about the majority's opinion. That means the majority of the judges agreed that this little baby, even though it wasn't born, it was still a live baby. They say that they should do all within their power to dutifully ensure that the laws of Alabama are applied equally to protect the most vulnerable members of our society, both born and unborn. Whoa.
Well, Alabama's spot on, Kurt, and this is one of the most important pieces that I said that Donald needs to work on in his first 100 days. He needs to absolutely lay down a pro-life legacy.
Yep. Now, do you think Alabama would be like that and these other judges would be like that if they didn't have leadership like Judge Roy Moore?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I am grateful for the leadership, and that's why I hope Roy Moore becomes the governor of Alabama or gets put in the Trump administration or gets put on the Supreme Court or something. Good because point. We really need leaders like that have the guts to stand up for what's right. But all I'm telling you is this pro-life issue is critical. Now, Donald has pushed for abortions and promoted Planned Parenthood in the past. But as he's ran for election, he says he wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood, defund it. He says he also wants to be pro-life and he'll put pro-life judges on the bench. All I'm telling you right now is we need to hold him to it, folks. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hold him to it. All right, without further ado, we want to get the good sheriff in on the mix, Sheriff Mack. Richard Mack, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Well, good morning, Sam and Kurt and everybody. Great to be back with you, as usual.
What do you think of that news, man? We cover a lot on this broadcast, don't we?
Man, you just covered about 100 hours in the last 10 minutes. Which one do you want me to comment on?
Yeah, anyone you choose, my friend.
Well, the abortion thing is phenomenal, and I love to hear that. Of course, it's going to be fought and struck down and all this other stuff. But I think the bottom line is who Trump picks for the next Supreme Court justice, and I wish he had hurry up and do that.
Roy Moore is who I'm calling for. I doubt it'll get done, but that's my prayer.
No, it won't be Roy Moore.
I know, but we can hope, can't we?
Oh, I hope so, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Maybe it'll be Thomas Lee, Mike Lee's brother, or maybe it'll be Mike Lee.
Well, I think Mike Lee would be pretty close to Judge Moore on the abortion issue.
I think so. I think on a lot of issues he would.
Mike Lee said he'll take the spot. He says he will do it if asked.
I thought he said he wouldn't before. He was awful.
Well, I know this is the latest KSL piece.
All
says,
the Trump haters are
Senator Mike Lee
now,
says he would accept Supreme Court nomination if Trump asks.
Aren't they,
Dennis Romboy? They look like they're coming around.
All the Trump haters are coming on board.
I think that has some. Roy Moore has, I think, no chance, but I think Mike Lee has a legitimate chance.
The only sad part about that is we're going to have a hard time getting a senator to replace Mike Lee.
Yeah.
Just have Richard Mack become a senator.
Well, you got Scott Bradley. It's a state, it'd be of Utah, so, Sheriff Mack needs to move here for that. But you got Scott Bradley that could be filled in, of course, and that would be excellent if you ask
And me. I love Scott Bradley, and if he could get funding and support and everything else, and the mainstream press would be
well,
fair
yeah, but
to him.
You don't. This way, the governor just appoints him.
I know,
Sam,
but the governor will never appoint Scott Bradley. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, good point.
But you're right.
He can call for a special election, can't he?
He could.
Well, he won't. He'll appoint it.
That's right. But he should and he could.
Wants that power.
Yeah, see, that's I agree with Richard on that. And, again, but we got to hope. We got to try. We got to work on it. And I hope.
The governor would probably appoint, like Chaffetz. And then you get Chaffetz that will move, somebody else.
Yeah, and then they'll roll in Mitt Romney's son to one of those spots.
That's
and that,
right.
That kind of garbage. Oh, good it'll point. Be a horrible event. Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, that's interesting, though. And I'm telling you, we got to stand for pro-life big time.
And I think so, too. And I think that we actually need to take a stronger stand on that within the CSPOA.
Amen to that.
I think we need to train the sheriffs to be more active on that issue. It's so fundamental to our Constitution and to our Declaration of Independence.
Well, really, it's the whole point of government. If we're not protecting life and liberty, which is really the expression of life, and property, which is what makes liberty possible. If you're not protecting life, what's the good of government?
Well, that's how I feel, but you already knew that.
Yeah. All right, I got another interesting tidbit for you. I'll let you comment on this one. Okay. Philip Stuckey, DailyCaller.com. Here's the headline. We'll give you the headline as a teaser, and then we'll talk about it, of course, on your radio. Trump could use prison labor to build border wall. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kirk Crosby, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, and Sam Bushman breaking it down on your radio. News the networks refuse to use, always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. So the story is this. Trump could use prison labor to build the border wall, writes Philip Stuckey, DailyCaller.com. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, said he will allow President Donald Trump to use prisoners from Massachusetts to build the border wall between the United States and Mexico. Trump, by the way, campaigned heavily on a strong immigration policy that centers around people keeping people from entering the country illegally. We know this sheriff quite well. Interesting twist, Huh, Sheriff Mack? Uh-oh, you with us, Sheriff?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of static.
Yeah, I can hear that. You might be experiencing one of those sunspots.
Yeah, there's a caller on the line. There's the static. Pete, go real quick. You got so much static.
Oh, is that me?
Yep.
I'm sorry, guys.
And now that he's talking, the static's decreased, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds better.
Go ahead, Pete, quick, and then we'll let you go.
Is it a little bit better? Okay. Well, my pick for the Supreme Court would be Justice Politano for three reasons. He knows the Constitution. He's proved his loyalty by taking the government to task on Fox News. They couldn't deal with it. They had to let him off. I mean, he doesn't care. He's going to stand by his opinion. And number three, he's a celebrity. He's going to get listened to. They're going to know, you know, the guy is definitely knows what a republic is all about.
Amen to that. Your audio is horrible, so I'm going to let you go. But your points are well taken. We like Judge Napolitano. We would support that appointment. Absolutely. Judge Napolitano was a good friend. He's been involved with Sheriff Richard Mack and had the good sheriff on many times on his program. He's been one of the most supportive and favorable people on the national stage to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's agenda, CSPOA.org, by the way, if you want to become a member. Anyway, so we support Judge Napolitano big time as well, right, Richard?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And would love that probably as much as anybody in the country. In fact, I'd probably put him number one.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say if it would be a Roy Moore or a Napolitano. Since we got more places than one to fill, let's just put them both in and get it done.
But I'll tell you what, even Judge Moore's name's come up more than Judge Napolitano's has.
Unfortunately, correct. And yeah. I don't mean unfortunately that his name has come up more. Unfortunately, yeah. That's almost like the more spot on these guys are, the less they get mentioned.
But I really think, and politically speaking, I don't believe Senator Lee has done a 100% Constitution job since he's been senator.
No, he has not.
But he has, I think, in the position where you don't have to worry about politics, I think he would come out much stronger for the Constitution. I think he would be unbridled, if you will, at that point. But
I agree.
Especially on abortion, I know he would.
On pro-life, yeah. I agree completely. All right. What do you think about this issue? Trump campaigned heavily on a strong immigration stance or campaign, if you will, saying, hey, we got to build the border wall. We're going to build a border wall. Mexico is going to pay for it. Now Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson says, hey, I'll let him use my prisoners to build the wall. Let's get it done.
Well, a lot more sheriffs should be following Sheriff Hodgins. And he's a good friend of ours, and we've been in touch with him quite a bit. He is a CSPOA sheriff. As much as you can be one in Massachusetts, but for Massachusetts, he's fantastic. But yeah, another thing, maybe Kurt needs to look this up real quick. How much money do we send to Mexico every year, our government? The taxpayers of the United States sending money in foreign aid to all Latin American countries, but especially Mexico. Stop paying that money and put that money into the fence, and you've got your fence built probably and paid for in a couple of years. But I don't know the exact amounts. I've heard too many different varying amounts. I know that Bush, when he was president, was giving about $550 million a year.
Yeah, there's so many debates about what this means, though, because you can talk about a foreign aid number. You can talk about fighting the drug cartel number.
No, just in friendship fees, just the foreign aid that we give to Mexico just to be nice to us or to like us or whatever they do that for, I'm not sure why, or they're paying off in bribes to their government. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
They say $209 million according to 2012 statistics, by the way.
609?
No, $209 million.
$209 million?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was much more than that. Because I know Bush did $550 million one year, and it was an increase. But, boy, that's low. Anyway, if you maybe took all the other Latin American countries, I would say stop all foreign aid and put that into the cost of the fence. I don't, you know, even money that we might send to Israel, which I totally support, us supporting Israel, but I still say foreign aid to no one at any time, even if we could afford it, which we can't.
Yeah, so let's be clear what you just said. You support Israel, but you don't support sending them money.
Correct.
Just want to make that clear so people get it. And I completely agree. I support anybody who wants peace and prosperity and freedom for their people. And the closer they are to the American ideal, the more I support them.
Sure.
And the further away from that ideal they are, the more I would be kind to them. I would talk with them. I would have diplomatic relations with them. But I wouldn't get in the middle of their affairs, though.
No, of course not. And
by the way, the liberal organization Hot Air says, "Dear Mexico, you might end up paying for that wall after all."
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I think there's lots of different ways to pay for it, but I totally support the idea of putting prisoners there. But that also would be pretty costly. Now you got to look at Sheriff. Now is it Hodgins? I think it's Hodgins.
Yeah, Hodge. Well,
Hodge. Is it Hodgkins or Hodgins?
Let's
see. I can't
see.
Remember his name, and I should know his name better than anybody. But
it's Hodgson. Hodgson.
Hodgson. Okay, right. That's it. Yeah, okay. Sheriff Hodgson, how much would it cost to send 50 inmates down there and watch them and pay for a guard to watch them? Who's going to watch them and who's going to transport them and where are they going to stay while they're there? You know, it sounds really good, but here again, I've done this sort of stuff before, and we just had some work details out of our jail that were 3 miles away from the jail, and I put, you know, 10 inmates in a van with two jailers and guards. But now we're talking about going 1,500 miles away, and how are you going to transport them, and how many officers is it going to take to do that, and then who's going to watch them? And these guys, what are they going to do, come back on weekends, sleep in bedrolls? I mean, that's going to be really costly to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, the federal government would need to shoulder that bill. He didn't get into those details in this article, so I don't know. But just a quick update on Mexico. Remember how I said it's very hard to break down? There's all kinds of different numbers, and you just said no foreign aid. Well, economic and military assistance, $419 million. It's a lot less for just economic assistance. But when you figure it all out, the numbers are just staggering to all kinds of nations. No wonder our tax burdens are so out of control.
Right.
Anyway, I commend Sheriff Tom Hodgkins or Hodgson.
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 Yeah.
For his stance. I think that's exactly the answer. And, you know, maybe, bringing them all the way from Massachusetts down there doesn't make sense. His point is that it's a national problem. His point is that we have checks and balances in the system. And he, as the top law enforcement official in his county, has every right to support the federal government. And it probably makes more sense for more local sheriffs to do the same thing to the border. However, his leadership is not to be overlooked.
Right.
All right, quick pause. Sam, Kurt, and the good sheriff, Richard Mack. We're going to have an incredible conference right after the Donald Trump inauguration on January 21st. Go to cspoa.org/T3 to learn more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
America's manufacturing base has eroded over the past decade, and the market for both residential and commercial real estate has fluctuated. But the prison boom that began in the early 1990s shows no signs of tapering off. If the policy vision of arch-drug prohibitionist Jeff Sessions, chosen by Donald Trump to become the next attorney general, prevails, the U.S. prison population, which is already the largest in the world, will expand. One sheriff in Massachusetts has suggested that the federal government should conscript inmates to help build Donald Trump's proposed border wall. I can think of no other project that would have such a positive impact on our inmates in our country than building this wall, insists Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson. Aside from learning and perfecting construction skills, the symbolism of these inmates building a wall to prevent crime in their communities around the country and to preserve jobs and work opportunities for them and other Americans upon release can be very powerful. Hodgson used his inaugural speech to announce an initiative he calls Project NICE, National Inmates Community Endeavors, through which prison convicts and inmates of county jails would provide what he calls volunteer labor for disaster relief and other government public works projects. We need to turn this country around to put law and order back in place, insisted Hodgson. That's why today I am making a formal offer to President-elect Trump that inmates from Bristol County and others from across the nation through Project NICE will help build the wall. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, my fellow Americans, we have fake news by the mainstream press just rolling out everywhere. It's crazy. The thing is that not only are we documenting it now, but they're even documenting it on each other. It's amazing. So you got the liberal rag, rawstory.com, now reporting against Yahoo News. It's comical to watch. But I guess Yahoo made an accidental report, guys. And here's what happened. Yahoo accidentally reported Trump wants a, quote, N-star, G-G-E-R, Navy. Now, how would you say that, Sheriff, on the radio? You're not really allowed to do this in our society today. Can you tell me how to report this? Trump wants an N-star, G-E-R, Navy. Or N-star, G-G-E-R, Navy. How do you report that?
Well, what does that entail? Exactly?
Well, who knows? I'm just telling you what Yahoo reported, folks, and then I'm going to straighten it out for you.
I know that he's saying that he wants to rebuild.
No, hold on.
Increase the Navy. But
so they used the N-word in a tweet, the Yahoo News people.
Yeah. That was on Fox News this morning.
Yeah.
I got up kind of early to watch
it. Yeah, so Fox attacks, Raw Story attacks, everybody attacks Yahoo. They got it wrong. What they really meant to say was bigger Navy.
Right.
But they said the N-word, Navy.
Correct.
And now they're getting beat up for it big time. Now, I get the slip. I get it. I understand. Might have been a word processor spelling thing or whatever.
Well, the B and the N are close together.
They're super close together, right next to each other
on the typewriter.
Yeah.
On the keyboard.
So I get that it was an error. The point is, we can't even say the word to report the story, sir.
Well, I know. And
although Barack can say it from the Oval Office or from the White House, right?
Yeah, right. That's a word that's not used in my family, and I cannot tell you the last time that I ever said it. I really don't know if I ever did. I'm sure I did once in my youth. I don't know. But at the same time, I don't believe that it's more taboo than a lot of the vulgarities that you see around in our country that are almost becoming politically correct. And so I was listening to a radio talk show one time, and somebody brought it up, and they said, it's a word. Don't let it control your life. or society. It's a word. We do not have to give it so much power.
And I agree with that, by the way.
I do.
And I'm okay with saying the word as long as, you know, in my opinion, it's how the word is used. I'll give you an example. I'm willing to say the word God reverently and appropriately on occasion if it makes sense, when I'm reading scriptures or if I'm referring to it in an appropriate way. But I'm not willing to blaspheme or use the name in a negative way or a callous way or a casual way. Okay, that's one word. So it's okay to have appropriate, you know, review of other words. The F word, for example, I don't use it all. And you know, okay. The N word, I am of the opinion that you don't say it in a hostile racial way.
Right.
But I do think it's okay to say if I'm reporting the story. The reason that I don't is because I get unfairly attacked because they say if I use the word, it's not okay. But black people can use it all the time, every day. In fact, Beyonce uses it in every song that she sang for Hillary's campaign. That's okay. But see, I can't even use the word to report on the, it's crazy stuff. And so I'm going to use the word on purpose because I want to explain to folks, we cannot let them control the narrative. And that's what they do when I can't say that word.
Right.
So Yahoo accidentally reports that Trump wants a nigger Navy. What he really wanted was a bigger Navy. He didn't mean that at all. But see, what they love is that Freudian slip helps with their racial agenda to call Donald a racist.
Right.
That's what it's really about.
I believe that.
And by the way, I don't use that word that I mean it in any bad way. But I think that the idea that we can't even say that word is wrong.
Yeah.
We shouldn't take words
out
of our
mouths. That's how freedom of speech works, Sam, in America these days. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason I bring it up. And that's the whole reason I intentionally didn't say it at first, but that I say it now. Not that I want to use the word in a slur fashion or a racist fashion, but look, that's what the Yahoo said in their tweet. And they didn't put the star in there either. Okay, now, I don't think Yahoo meant any harm. And the funny thing is all these black groups are just pouncing on Yahoo, but every other news organization is absolutely attacking. I don't think they ought to be attacked over it. I think it was a mistake. However, it helps the false narrative they've been telling big time, so you wonder how much of a mistake it really was.
Well, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. You know, so, yeah.
Was it really an accidental report? Or was it like, we know the big story will get all the coverage, the back story will create so much, it'll promote Yahoo in the news, and we can pretend it was a mistake, but yet it'll push the narrative that Donald's a racist, and it'll get Yahoo tons of coverage. Let it rip. Do it. Oh, my goodness, that was an oversight. We're so sorry.
The likelihood of nobody catching that, man, from Yahoo, and they don't have any... I know the spell check would not have a problem with it, but grammar check might. And it should have, and then that no one read that.
The author reading over their own story, the editors, all the people along the way, come on.
Yeah, I mean, not a single person proofread that and noticed it.
Anyway, I find it fascinating.
That seems unlikely to me.
And I also find it fascinating that I can't even say the word to report the story for fear, for absolute fear, that then they'll use it and take it out of context and call me a racist. They already do that every day anyway. So I'm not really too scared, but I'm making a point. And that's why if I was really scared, I wouldn't have said the word on the air. I'm not scared at all. Because you bring up that I use the word, and I'm going to say in context in a story, yes. However, Barack used it too. So me and my brother Barry are just on the same terms. That's all.
Yeah. Well, there is one thing that I would like to correct, though. I think it's something that is a little bit of a misunderstanding. And I don't know which number it is. I think is it second? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain?
Yes.
Well, the word G-O-D is not his name. That is not God's name.
Well, that's right.
And so I don't look at that as being as a problem to say, especially when you're talking about there's lots of different gods.
My whole point was that we use certain terms reverently.
Well, yes.
God and Jesus and Elohim and Yahweh and a bunch of them. But I'm just making a point that there is an appropriate, you know, issue about words. Just because it's a word, that doesn't mean we treat all words the same is the point.
Right.
And the same reason we talk about, you know, sex and those things, inappropriate words and use careful language when we discuss those things. It's along those lines. And I, again, you know, I believe that Beyonce and all these other rap people, they use the N-word in very hostile, offensive terms, especially about women and everything else. And hey, they never get called on the carpet. It's all cool. In fact, they perform at the events of the insiders big time. I mean, Hillary had every rock star on the planet helping her, using the N-word on stage right with Hillary. Nobody cared. And they use the F-word and the N-word simultaneously, really.
Well, if you're going to go to what the Democrats care about, we would be jumping over the hypocritic fence so many times we'd get dizzy. But, I mean, to follow and understand their sense of morality would be absolutely impossible for Einstein to figure out. I mean, it's just...
All right, now I know the good sheriff loves Dairy Queen.
I do.
Yep. You don't now.
I grew up on it.
I guess a Dairy Queen franchisee proudly admits calling black woman a racial slur. See, she gave a confusing order, and it kind of went all south. I guess this lady asked for a $5 refund at a Dairy Queen. And anyway, the proud owner in Illinois, he called him a racial slur, called her a racial slur in front of her children. See, in my opinion, that's what's completely uncalled for. I don't care who you are. The debate over a refund has nothing to do with race, people. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm going to say it again. Nothing. And I think that anybody should be treated kindly as a customer. Now, even if the customer's out of control, you should still hold the moral high ground. I don't care what color anybody else is involved is. I don't care if it's a black owner and a white customer, or a white customer and a black owner. Don't care. It has nothing to do with it. Anyway, what a sad tale. So, you know, if you're in Illinois, you probably don't want to be going to them Dairy Queens, Sheriff.
Well, they shouldn't have them open during the winter anyway in Illinois. You know, but yeah, but there's other places. You know darn well that there's other places I like better than Dairy Queen now, because I like, I'm hooked on, of course, as you know, frozen custard.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. And it's a little bit better for you than Dairy Queen ice cream.
And better than donuts. All right.
Just to set the record straight.
By the way, I love donuts too, but I don't eat any of them anymore.
Boy, I don't eat donuts either.
All right. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Curtin, a good sheriff. I want to talk about stores in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, one more tidbit in the racist discussion for you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's crazy the things they're doing now. They're calling everybody a racist. To where, you know what, the real racists, which, by the way, there are some. I don't know any, but there really are some. These people are evil. But what they've done is they've called everybody a racist to the point where, you know what, there's nothing to call the bad guys anymore. I mean, it's crazy talk. All right? Now, not only did Trump, I guess, get falsely tweeted about in a very negative way just recently, Dairy Queen franchisee did go off and call someone a racist word, which he shouldn't have done, but I don't know that that means he's a racist. Oftentimes, we've been raised with stereotypes of the viewpoints, and sometimes that societal reality just affects us. I'm not justifying it, but I am telling you it's a reality. Same reason the Founding Fathers, most of them were against slavery, but it took them literally generations to change the game. But in the Declaration of Independence, they made their intentions clear that all men are created equal. That's not a racial idea. That's a reality check. That's a rejection of racism, which I support, by the way. Anyway, Ann Coulter is now in the news. And by the way, myself and James Edwards of the Political Cesspool radio program, which we syndicate, we both interviewed Ann Coulter at the Republican National Convention. And they got a photo of us interviewing her. Kirk Crosby took the most incredible photo of this. However, then the mainstream press peddled that photo and put it on Ann Coulter's photo everywhere. And Ann Coulter, now they're calling her a racist because she knows Sam Bushman and James Edwards and did an interview with us. Well, anyway, the reason that I bring that up is now the latest headline says that Ann Coulter, they say this Ann Coulter tweet sure looks like a shout out to white supremacists. She tweeted the number 14 with an exclamation point. Sheriff, do you know what that means?
The number 14.
Yes,
well,
sir.
It's right after 13, and 13
good.
Abolished slavery. I don't know.
Now, there you go. Well, here's what they say. The debate is out. Everybody's going bananas over this. The debate's out. Either one is the number of days till the inauguration of Donald Trump, but they say, nope, that was 15 at the time, not 14, so she missed it. Others are saying, no, the number 14, just so you know, is a white supremacist, what do they call it, symbol.
It is?
I guess so. I never knew this, but I guess so. Some are saying, no, you're goofy. The number 14 symbolizes virtue in the Bible.
Didn't know that either.
So I don't know if it's virtue in the Bible, a white supremacist statement, or she made a mistake and she meant 15 but put 14, or she counted wrong for the days of the inauguration. I have no idea what she meant, Sheriff. But the idea that they're running around saying it sure looks like she did a white supremacist shout out. Well, if so, I guess none of us so-called white supremacists got it. I don't even know what she's talking about. Maybe I'm just not white supremacist enough.
No. You and I need to go to white supremacy school.
We got to do something because we're certainly left out of the mix on this one. I have no idea what the number 14 means. What they ought to do, though, let me just tell you how the news works for those who are learning journalism, learning to report facts. You got to do the who, what, when, where, and why, okay? So who? Ann Coulter. What? Tweeted the number 14. When? Yesterday or the day before. Why? Well, maybe we ought to go back to the who and ask her.
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask her, what did you mean by number 14? What were you trying to say, Ann?
Maybe it's her lucky number.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's her favorite football player's number.
Well, she said in the Huffington Post story about it, where she tweeted a follow-up, she said, "Inasmuch as today is day 14 on the Obama countdown clock," I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, there's people that 14. Want to get rid of Obama, and everybody's been on the countdown clock since that sucker got elected, Kurt.
Okay, I just didn't know. I don't have one of those clocks. Not that I'm not against.
Trying to damage as he can before he leaves, that's for sure.
But anyway, but somehow now it's all racist because she dared to use the number 14. I don't even know that I can talk, speak, or think right or anything.
Well, racist because she was counting down to the days that Obama leaves. So if you do that, you're racist because he's black.
Well, I'm counting up the days that David A. Clark Jr. gets put in the Trump administration. What does that say?
Yeah. Has he been selected yet?
No.
Well, at least it hasn't been advertised.
But I'm still hoping and waiting and promoting and doing all that I can.
Yeah, me too.
Just because it's part of my racist agenda.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, moving right along, though. I just find it such a joke. I find it absolutely deranged.
By the way, Sam, just so you can understand, they say, according to this 14 thing, this is the Huffington Post, says it's a phrase that is widely referred to as 14 words or just 14. It was coined by David Lane, a member of the white supremacist terrorist group.
Let me stop you for a
known
second.
As the Order.
I don't even know who David Lane is, and I don't even know what the Order is, Kurt.
I don't know either. I'm just telling you what Huffington Post
said. The only order I know about is the government's promotion of the New World Order through George Bush, right?
Yeah, yeah. They say it's the most popular slogan for white supremacists, this 14 words. And I guess they've got a list of them here. It says 14 words is referenced.
I bet you can't say these.
Quote, "We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children." Is that 14? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, so those are the 14 words.
Kurt, yeah. Not that I'm a white supremacist, not that I agree with this manipulation, but do you agree with those 14 words? Just read it again.
"We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children."
Do you support that, Kurt?
The thing that I find interesting is imagine if you turned it around and the NAACP said that.
No, I agree, but hold on. Do you support that statement, Kurt?
I think people are fine to hope to exist and secure their existence.
Of course.
I don't care color they are.
Do you agree with that statement?
Well, I think it's fine for people to say that.
And if the black people want to put black in there instead of white, let them do
pink
it.
Pink or blue or purple or whatever.
What do you think, Sheriff? Are you okay with that phrase?
Well, I don't want to say so publicly because people will call me a racist. But
but all I'm telling you is I don't care what race you put in there. I support everybody's ability to preserve their heritage.
Of itself is quite innocuous.
I mean, what did that thing say? We want a bright future and safety and security for our people. And I think that could apply to anybody who should want that.
Well, it did use the color white, but that it's not excluding anybody else. It's just saying, okay, fine, all right.
Yeah, but if you're white, you should want that. If you're black, you should want that. For whatever your heritage and your people are.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you don't want that for others.
That is correct. Yeah.
That's crazy. So that 14 that they tried to tie to racism, she clarifies and says, no, I'm just counting down to when Donald Trump takes over and Barack's gone. And then now you read it. It could be biblical, symbolizing virtue. But now you read it and you say, I don't even have a problem with the statement that's supposedly the whole evil behind it. I don't even disagree with it.
Yeah. And you know, they're almost getting these comments that the Dairy Queen guy made to where that's against the law or that's a lawsuit or you're going to be found liable or whatever. And that's the nonsense that really gets to me. For instance, the guy who wouldn't make a cake for a lesbian couple or gay couple, doesn't matter, that he doesn't have the right to choose how to run his business. And, you know, where I might disagree, in fact, I do disagree with anybody being prejudiced against anybody. I don't care if it's gays or blacks or men.
And I disagree with them being prejudiced, but I also agree that they have the right to deny somebody if they don't want to serve somebody.
Anybody they want. As long as they don't hurt anybody else, that's what freedom is. Freedom is as long as I don't hurt anybody else. Not offend. Offend. The Constitution is not here to protect somebody from being offended. That's a whole different story.
Just so you know, Sheriff Mack, in case you're wanting, you said we needed to go to, was it racist school or white racist school? Something like that. The Southern Poverty Law Center has, they tell you that there's also another number, they call it 88, and they say it's often used among neo-Nazis, you know, didn't know about that. They say because H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, and 88 stands for Heil Hitler. So just in case you were wondering what 88 was for,
was,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
never heard of
there
it.
You go.
Well, I reject Hitler. He was a thug.
Wow.
But anyway, all I'm saying is it's crazy. I believe people should be able to deny service. Not that I want to deny service to anybody. I don't agree with it. But I believe we got to defend their right to do that. No one should be forced to do things. If I don't want to bake a cake for somebody, I don't have to. I should be able to choose. If I don't want to sell somebody to something, if I don't want somebody in my restaurant. And by the way, I'm a totally blind person.
Most so of you're people, pro-choice, Sam?
Yeah. Most in that, I'm pro-life, pro-choice. I don't know how that works,
yeah.
But there you go.
Yeah.
But, anyway,
but it's
I'm
interesting. The same guys that say they're pro-choice want to make sure you don't have any choice comes to all these things.
Now, I'm totally blind, but if I walked in and a restaurant owner said, hey, we don't serve blind people here. Get the heck out. I think he has that right. And I'd just leave and go to a place I'm welcome. I don't like that. I think it's horrible to do. I think it's wrong. I reject it, but I support people's right to do that.
That's
because otherwise, where does it end?
Yeah, there would be no end to it. Correct.
You know, that's the problem. Well, we stand up for God, family, and country, and I believe that all people should preserve their heritage, and I believe that we all should just work together and get along. And I support people that agree with me politically and agree with me morally, and I don't support those who don't. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Bad guys are bad and good guys are good.
Every time.
Doesn't matter what color they
are. All the time. That's right. That's how it is. Welcome to life. Welcome to reality. But again, the fake news folks will spin it however they want. We try to sue them and they'll go, oh, no, you're too much of a celebrity. You can't sue us because you're a celebrity. We can say anything we want about you. And then you tell everybody, you know what, we're celebrities according to these guys. And then they say, no, you're nobody. You don't even make a difference in the media. You're nobody. Well, which is it, folks? Are we celebrities or nobody? All I know is the mainstream press has lost their grip on their narrative. And the new media has taken center stage, and we're right at the heart of it. CSPOA.org/T3 for our training. Become a member today. Thanks, Sheriff.
All right. See you soon. Thanks.
We the people can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.